officially open the meeting for the
public. Good morning. You know, 3 weeks I come back and this guy's all changed. Got a completely different facial look. The chief's growing a mustache. So
only 3 weeks.
Yeah. Let me make a record. When I told you guys I was going to be gone, I really and truly was gone. And I didn't see your email until about 10 days in. And hence, it wasn't being disrespectful or not, just not feeling like working. It was, I truly, when you're working off one of these things from 3,000 miles away. So we got it done a little bit later than we wanted to, but hopefully you had the opportunity to absorb it and go from there. If I understand it right, we kind of have two things left, not that they're small. One, of course, is the compensation package, and we had some proposals for you that I know you've been looking at. And the other, I believe, is the issue of the squad. And we have proposed an idea to you. But I don't know there's anything else to talk about it. Am I right that that's pretty much it? That's where we are with those last two things? All right.
I agree.
Okay. Then without much further ado, I think if I understand this right, we've given you a couple thoughts, some ideas, and I think if I have this right, it's kind of your turn to kind of come back and tell us what you're thinking and where we go from here.
There wasn't a lot of information here in our replies, obviously. Kind of one of the things I took from it was, not sure, so what do you guys think? So we decided we'll do, we've got a package for you that we'll just kind of propose.
All right, well, let's bring it on out.
We had a informational meeting with our insurance broker and the providers also, and NIPPD told us that they are done bargaining and that they do have a 2-year deal. So what you'll see here is also an option for 2 years. On the top, we have 2018 wages. Next one down.
Hold it. Let me take a moment to absorb what I'm looking at here. Okay, so how does this, just staying with the first page here for me, how does this correlate to what we gave you?
So before we delve too deep into just one page or anything, it is a package deal, so there are a lot of components, and we stretched it over 2 years because of that. So it might behoove us to kind of just go over each one very briefly in concept and then come back and in-depth go page by page.
All right.
Because they all kind of work together in the way you think about them.
Okay. All right. By all means.
This is connected because the 4.5% was the number that was used with step-up pay.
Right.
So this certification pay, we would be willing to give up step-up pay the way it's currently operated and switch to this idea.
Okay.
The next page you have there is for 2019 start time. Change in the way longevity pay is done.
Okay.
2 year on insurance there, just to reflect that. And then the last page is the Exhibit A that is reflective of 2-3% COLAs. And then below is the QAQI adding them and adding a shift training liaison, but then not paying rope techs.
Okay, so this is similar but not quite the same as what we had already talked about.
Correct. There's one additional strike through there, and that would reference back to the first page. It's the first sentence there that deals with the paramedic percentages. And that component is combined into the first certification pay, because you'll see that that one is different than all the others that are listed. And so it would reflect a 10% paramedic wage plus the 4.5% cert pay, and that's why you come up to the 14.5% there.
So I understand, and again, I'm just looking at this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Is this certification pay in addition to the proposed 3%?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Much in the same concept that the step-up pay was 4.5% in addition to a 3% wage increase.
Right. Okay. Chiefs, do you have this? Do you have this document? Are you looking at this? Okay. But you don't have it?
I gave my copy to Vicki. I was going off here, so I'll get a copy when I had a copy.
All right.
I've got it up
here. So, do you want to kind of make a record of how you got here and how you're thinking about this, or why you're thinking about this, or?
Well, we wanted to take into account the proposal that you guys brought us. There was the addressing the fact of step up and making that a mechanism that works for admin in their request, and that we would be able to sell to our body for them to be able to consider taking it. And so that's where we came up with the cert pay. We want it to be as simplified as possible so that it's very easy to look at, and that every person that we're talking to, it's going to be affecting. That was our side of it from the get-go, was that, you know, we want it to include everybody. And this was the way that we came to believe that it would work for admin as well as us.
And so, again, you guys are the subject matter experts. Are you proposing then to simply do away with the step-up pay?
The step-up pay
strike the
goal,
entire
right?
article?
The goal of step-up in our perception of the initial proposal was, yes, to alleviate the step-up classification within the billing and payroll side of things.
Yeah.
And so this would do that, and it would then thus give the BCs the rein to staff the step-up mechanism accordingly, but not have to document it on the payroll side.
So we would be ultimately striking that entire article then, I'm hearing you right.
In theory. Yeah. I mean, certainly the parts that address being paid when you step into the position higher.
There would still be requirements for you to have certain certifications to do a certain job, and that wouldn't change, and it wouldn't change in the proposal that was initially given to us from the city either.
Right. And so, do you have any idea what these raw numbers look like? What
yes.
These all come out at?
Roughly.
Can you tell us what you think they are? Because it's going to be very important for us to have.
So the first year component that you see there with the percentage certification pay modifier in total would be $543,000. And the second year with the longevity conversion would be $330,000. And that reflects the change in the city budget cost, net cost.
And does that include the cost of the second year insurance?
No.
It does not. None of those numbers have insurance numbers. And according to what you guys costed out, that would be $94,000 extra for health insurance.
Well, we have that budgeted in already, so I understand it. Okay. Obviously, I see a caucus in my future. Do you want to speak at all about the squad thing, or do you want to hold off on that?
Yeah,
Go for it.
So we had meetings with the chief, kicked around a few different ideas. We didn't come to much resolution, and we just when I look at it and I have the studies that talk about that two people is of lesser value to the citizens. It's slower to provide all the critical care. And the way that vehicle is proposed is as a replacement on a lot of these calls. And then every time I ask, well, what do we do then for a critical care call? Then the answer is, well, we'll send a fire engine too. So today, we'll currently send one fire engine and a battalion chief after the implementation of the squad for the same call. If it's a heart attack or a code situation where the person's not breathing, we will send a squad, an engine. We'll send the same amount of units. So that's a tough pill to swallow. I still don't quite understand the need for the squad. Everyone says that it was an idea that was developed and recommended to us. When I read the report from the company that looked at our coverage, it was an idea that was asked by, it says the stakeholders asked us about a squad concept. It doesn't say it was a priority when reviewed that we should add a squad. So that's why there's such a chasm still in this vehicle. The vehicle, I have not seen sufficient evidence that it enhances the deployment for the NAMP Fire Department and makes it better for the citizens. That being said, the manning that we think should be on there is three people, so that it delivers very similar to the same service that they get right now. At the very least, it needs an officer on there.
An officer meaning?
A captain.
A captain.
Three people and a captain is where you guys are, or two people?
Three people would be the best case scenario in our eyes, but at a minimum, it would be a captain and a firefighter.
Okay, and again, for this layman, I don't know if Bobby knows, but why a captain? Explain that to me.
Well, it's in all the discussion we've had, it's this utility vehicle that can do so many different things, and if you want it to truly be an optimized two-man apparatus that can do as much as any other vehicle or very close to it, a captain allows that to happen because he does certain things in that position that a driver does not do and a firefighter does not do.
Because, like, again, for this layman, like what?
You get on scene to a multi-car motor vehicle accident, and when that happens in our rigs, our captains address the scene and they size it up, and then they direct units that are incoming to come in. That's a captain function. We don't have drivers that do that. We don't have firefighters that do that because the captain does that. So if we don't have a captain on that unit, we don't have the ability of a person that does that on a regular basis and expertise in that doing that. Yes. Same thing would go to a fire. If they were the first in on a fire, you would have a captain there commanding the scene and organizing the scene to work in the most efficient way possible. And so thus, it makes that unit the most flexible, best use case of a two-man apparatus.
Because you've got to understand that the other part of this is we bid on where we work based on seniority in our position, right? So the most senior captain gets the first chance to bid for an opening, and then down the line, the most senior driver, and then down the line. So what's going to end up happening with this unit is the most junior positions most likely will be the ones who get stuck there because it's the last opening, right? So on my shift, I'm the least senior driver. So when I promoted, it was, okay, everybody gets to bid, and then the last spot, that's where I go. I don't have a choice. So the risk of not having an officer on there is the most junior driver gets put on. If it's as our administration has proposed the manning, the most junior driver gets put on there, and then the most junior firefighter gets put on there, most likely. Could there be a more senior person that wants to be on that? Maybe. So you have these two most junior people in their positions, and the way our administration has described seeing this vehicle utilized is if they arrive first on a major incident, they can give a size up. They can start making, give incoming units instructions. So the most senior person, most likely in the as a whole, is going to be the driver. So now I'm driving a vehicle, and I'm trying to talk on the radio while I'm doing all of this, because the most junior firefighter certainly isn't prepared to do that kind of stuff. So it's, I mean, that creates even more of a risk, right? Because then who's, you know, I'm either driving and trying to do this, or I have a guy who is way out of his element, who's treading in deep water trying to do it.
So if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like what you're saying is that the squad would be the least desirable position in the hierarchy when it comes time to pick where you want to be. Is that what I'm hearing?
It would be speculation, but I think if you pulled our body, yes.
The advantage of the squad, there is one advantage that I see, is on a first alarm fire, you would still get three engines, the truck, the battalion chief, and the squad. In that scenario, it is truly an extra unit that enhances that response. And if an officer's on there and a firefighter's on there, when they arrive, they won't need to be attached to any other units. They can simply be given an assignment and go to work. If we don't make it a driver and a firefighter, under all of the scenarios that we talk about, that the captain is the supervisor on fire scenes to keep that crew safe and the accountability, those two would have to be attached to somebody. Best case scenario is they're attached to somebody that's outside, but now you have a crew that maybe is larger than the job is needed. You could have a crew of five compared to that maybe it does only take two or three. Worst situation would be if you tried to attach them to somebody who's already inside working, and now they need to go inside and find that crew that's in there. Just visibility and communication is poor enough that it can be difficult to find who you're looking for when you go in. If there's an officer there, you can just give them the assignment and go in, because that's their normal role, is to be accountable for that crew.
Okay. Well, unless you have something, Counselor.
If I may, I think Vicki had a question.
Well, why don't you come on up here if you're going to pose a question, so we'll get you on the live streaming and the record here.
Sure. Okay. Just a couple clarifications to make sure
as questions are being asked, I'm answering correctly.
The numbers given for, so this is a year two. Okay, I see it now. Year two. Year one, do you know if this number includes benefits, the 5-4?
It does.
It does.
Okay.
Well, and as near as we can all agree on
copy
that number.
This is the proposal in place of Step Up. Step Up will no longer have a percentage. It would just be...
Right.
So, and it would be, you have to meet these requirements, and then the battalion chief can use you to step up where needed.
That's a good functional question for these guys. So, how you're qualified to step up, which is a very interior kind of thing, that would stay in place.
Okay.
I got all of that info from training. Yes. Of what we currently have delineated out at all.
And is it agreed that we would work on an annual, just some type of training program that our members would meet, or is that something we need to have in the proposal, where the vision would be you as a driver would meet these, just like we do in our minors, where you have like 10 things you would do in the year to show your proficiency in that position. Mm. We don't have anything like that for captain, but I could see in the future where on an annual basis, you know, the captain would have to do something. A training program is basically what I'm talking about. Versus
that's
right,
a,
right
that's
now,
that's up to admin. We currently don't have
right. So right now, it's really based upon testing requirements. Really, I mean, for step ups.
Yeah, the only one that we currently have on paper would be a senior firefighter.
To driver, right?
Yeah.
To drive, you have to become a.
You have to be a senior firefighter, and you have to meet these criteria. Everything else is just the
and then
of
same
the
captain,
BC.
Senior firefighter, same year. Mm-hmm. So this is taking place of step up, no percentage for step up, and this is second year addition of the STLs, and any reason for the cents instead of percentage? Is there?
Well, that
just because it was our most recent proposal.
We yeah. Copy that.
We just okay. left that.
We just
same.
Left that the same.
Okay.
Well, let me ask, since you raised that question, would it be easier for HR to kind of do a percentage wise rather than?
Yeah, I mean, we can ask her. I mean, in when we were looking at the percentage wise, it seemed to work out. Either way, it was very close. And
I think it was 3% was the number that would turn into.
And so I think that there's benefits to both. I mean, like if I have a second year PAC tech, I mean, obviously that costs the city less money than if I have a 20 year PAC tech. But at the same time, if I have a 20 year PAC tech, that assists him mm-hmm. in the end of his career. So,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So well, it's. With those, it wouldn't be so much how long they've been here. It would be what their position was.
Right. But if it's a percentage, it's based upon, their position in the department.
Yeah, you'd have five different tiers of what you could pay somebody.
And then the only other thing I saw is on the longevity. This is base salary times 0.055% right now, 55%?
No,
0.00055 would be
0.005.
So this is, so this would be zero.
That's point.
Point like that.
0.0055 is the
on the
just the percentage. I was just making sure that.
So he's looking at the example.
Is that 0.55?
Okay, never mind.
Well, it is 0.55%.
So when you turn that into a decimal point, it's
correct.
0.0055.
Got it. I just underlined it.
So it just depends on which way you want to write it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just underlined it. I didn't read it all the way. I think I have. Chief, any other questions? I think, Vicki?
It is more helpful to have the benefits separated from the salary rather than
we can do that.
So that we can make sure that we're both calculating those things specifically. If you have those two numbers, that would be helpful.
No, we don't have those numbers.
I created an equation that just had that in it.
All right.
Chief Davies, any clarification questions that you need?
No. We just need
it. And this is for 18-19, 19-20 contract, right?
Fiscal year, okay. Fiscal year 19, fiscal year 20.
Council?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Council members and mayor have already discussed whether to do 1-2-3 year contract with fire. There's no interest in beyond 1 year. Part of that's because of the grocery tax. I'm just telling you that because I have to tell the team that, and they haven't heard that yet. But I'll be telling them and talk about that in caucus.
Okay.
Could you explain that a little bit, just for our understanding?
Well, there's the worry that the grocery tax goes away. The legislature, all the governor candidates are all saying, yes, we're going to eliminate the grocery tax in some form. That's going to hit us pretty hard as a city. Whether it's partial or total, we're hoping that they're gentle with that if it does come through, but it looks like it is. And that's going to hit our budget pretty hard. So that's one concern, and we'll talk more. I just want to throw that on the table while we're on break.
Is there any reason that it would be a difference between us and police? Because police, you did a 2 year, right?
Yeah, I can explain that. We had to find a way to get rid of that work hour. It was crushing the city. We spent $2 million to make it happen.
3% raise plus
that was part of the package. And it was not something the council was wild about, but we ultimately it was something that we felt we had to do.
I apologize. I was talking to Nick, so he didn't hear your whole statement.
The reason why 2 year for the and the PPA, and the answer was we had to find a way to get rid of that work hour. It was crushing the city. It was thousands of man hours going to waste, and it was a $2 million package that we had to spend over course of 2 years. We had to bite the bullet to do that, even knowing that the grocery tax was still on the table. That's why. Well, I think at this point, unless there's something else,
Joel,
yep.
3:30, did that include the Kohl's?
It did.
Yes.
For next year.
It did.
I keep on wanting to take a caucus, but then is there anything else we need to talk about before we go into caucus? Are you now?
I think I've got a pretty good handle on what the package is.
All right.
We can call it.
Too. All right.
It's okay. We can.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Let's officially go off the record. Go into what we're calling executive session, which is a little caucus,
and then if we can call Tina just about that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try to articulate what I think I've been absorbing for the last 3.5 hours. I want to make a record here that the city's last proposal on the 4.5 for everyone except the 9 people was essentially based upon the fact that those 9 people were A, more highly compensated, and B, didn't do step up. And I understand also some of them, not all, also get extra benefits such as a take-home car and things like that. So that was the original thinking. You've come back essentially requesting that those 9 people get the same 4.5 as the others. Okay. You also essentially told us that what you've told us is that you really seriously believe and think that in order to make the squad work, that there would need to be a captain. And if there's a captain, what that would mean is that promote 3 people from within to captain level. It's the only way the city can figure out to make it work. Putting that pile together, that means a lot more money. Okay, we can give you they've got the exact numbers and we can get it for you. But what we told you was that the city has kind of given us a parameter as far as how many dollars we can put in this bushel, and that if we're going to start raising some above what we thought and promoting some, that means the guys that we were originally looking at 4.5 would mathematically have to adjust accordingly. So let me start with this. I want you to really think about the issue of the captains for this reason. My understanding is that this is still a work in progress. This is an embryonic squad concept, and it's going to get worked out in stages over the course of the next several months to a year. I'm told there are like phases that we have to go through before this thing even gets out into the street. So that's part one. Part two is, as a lawyer, I've never seen where a union is essentially coming to the table and suggesting to the management that they must promote people, 3 individual people. And I'm more than a little nervous about that as far as setting a precedent. So here's what we've come up with. First of all, we're still talking 1 year. I think we left it with that. But if you need me to go further, explain that I can. So the proposed 2019 wage counter and the second 2020 insurance, I'm proposing to leave that on the table.
I could use a little more explanation on that. What is the projected loss in revenue?
I'm trying to think if we have the exact numbers. I was asked by the city and I had an email and I can look for it. Here's the deal. Every one of the primary candidates and now the 2 current general election candidates for governor are supportive of getting rid of the grocery tax. The legislature passed the grocery tax elimination and this current governor vetoed it. We have no reason to believe it's going to happen again. Every tea leaf we have in the world tells us that it's going to happen this year. That is a specific hit through revenue sharing on every single city and county in the state. If you give me 2 minutes, I might be able to find the number that I was given, that I gave to the PD. Hopefully I have it on my cell phone. If not, it won't be hard for us to call Vicki to find out. My recollection, it was somewhere in the $900,000 range that would be hit straight across the board for this city, straight across the board for every department. If you want me to check at you a closer number, I can do that for you.
No, that's closer. I guess my point would be, why is our planning for that just more austerity in our city just self-proposed? If we know a number that it's about to be, why would we leave any money on the table this year? Why aren't we going to go ahead and take the taxes that we know that we're currently using, that we need apparently $900,000 to run? Are we not going to plan for that, so it'll just be more austerity?
Well,
the other thing that we have now, we raised impact fees, barely, a smidgen. You'll never be able to pay for any of the growth in the city of Nampa for the fire department with $200 on a house. Meridian is taking theirs to the max, to $1,200. We're going to get downgraded by the ISO if we don't do something and grow our fire department. And that's the decision we made on impact fees, was to barely raise them. In Carriage Hill North right now, today, they charge $20,000 more for the exact same model house that they did 2 months ago, and they raise that to hopefully slow down the buying process in the city of Nampa. And we're not going to take any of that money. We're just going to leave all that there because we think it'll slow down development. Every single one of the new lots that they have opened off of Carriage Hill North is already sold, which means that's already a house plan. And they're telling those people that they're 1 year away from occupancy. And we are now going to leave money on the table so that next year is worse and worse and worse.
Nick, I don't know what that really has to do with the issue involving the...
It's the fact of the matter that the city is saying
bucket
is this big, and it's because you're choosing the bucket.
Keep choosing the bucket.
Okay. Let me tell you. These are decisions that are outside my control.
Right, but
outside
he's right there.
These guys' control.
He's sitting right there.
I'm here. I get it. He's one guy under the council.
He's the one they elected to be in this room to speak for them. Right, he was chosen to speak for them.
I hear you. I have the mission of making this work based upon the tools that I've been given, based upon the parameters I've been given. What we are telling you is we are still giving you and want to give you a significant pile of money more than what you have in your pockets now. But all we're saying is we can't make it work for 2 years. We'll just have to see how it shakes out. We'll know by March of next year what it's going to look like, and then we'll deal with it. I can't deal with what they're doing in property tax. It's not my area. So I know you're not happy, but...
So what would we be looking at for 1 year?
Right, so,
well, let me interject. I've been called out. I'm in favor of increasing the impact fees, and I'm in favor of slowing down growth. That I get there.
Then why didn't we increase impact fees to a proper number?
I'm sending out inquiries as we speak.
So what, are we going to argue about raising property taxes now?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Let me clarify.
If I may, the 1 year versus 2 year, you know, we focused on projected revenue, but there's also the question of a fire district.
I don't even really think this is an appropriate time to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because the city council made it clear where they stood on that, and then to now come back and go, well, maybe it's like you had that chance, you shot it down, and until it's actually on the table, I think it's an erroneous topic.
Fair enough. I'm just saying that that potentially could impact a two-year. I'm not saying that that's the long pole in the tent between a 1 or 2 year. It's just I don't think that projected revenue loss is the only variables. That's all. I didn't mean to throw it out there as that's the long pole in the tent or deciding that.
Okay, I wanted to clarify before I spoke. We are preparing to do the study that will allow us to do the impact fee increase, and I believe most of council is in favor of that. I can't speak for the mayor, but I think she is as well,
yeah,
to address that very issue about a new fire department.
Yeah.
And that's we're suffering massively from that right now.
That's on our radar to do, and it's in process to start that study. We have to do the study before we can bring it for a vote. So that's not forgotten.
Are we ready? Move on. All right, so there are a couple of ways that we've done this. I have been told, and I believe, that if the current step-up regime goes away, that the battalion chief would be able to put in place anybody he wanted to the squad. And that if we decide that there have to be three promotions for captain, then what we would propose to do is do it in the form of an MOU for 1 year that basically will say, and I'll let you have it right now, that will say that, yes, we will promote three captains, and that we will let the squad continue with two firefighters, and those firefighters will be chosen by the battalion chief. As you see here, it essentially says another captain for each shift. So in reality, what that means is the battalion chief is going to put the captain, if I understand it. This is a lot for you to absorb, so I want to just give it to you to look at and think about, and we have guys here that can be more articulate as to exactly what the thinking is on this. Okay? So essentially we're saying, okay, three more captains. You take the bushel of money, you add the nine guys or the nine people that you're currently also asking for 4.5%, and you add three captains, and you kind of re-massage the numbers, and the total increase comes to 5.7%. percent instead of 7.5. 3% COLA, 2% for the tech. Now, if you wanted to do it slightly differently and say lower COLA and the tech would be larger, it would carry on in the future. I'm told the city's amenable to that. If you don't think that the captains are absolutely necessary for this year, the three promotions, that then turns it into 6%. 3% COLA, 3%. Now, the only other difference is we don't know where the 14.5% came from on the paramedics. We ran the numbers, and what we had been talking about all along comes out of 11. And so
our initial proposal was a 10%, and then we had taken it down to 8% to try to make that package work.
Mm.
So we went back to our original proposal because this is a new proposal. Okay. That was where we started initially, and that's why it was 10%.
I appreciate that explanation.
And so realizing that, too, we forgot that what we would do is take away the $1.65 an hour for them.
Yeah.
So we're at 11% now. That, I believe, is consonant with the $1.65 an hour. Yes. So there's that. So it's, again, it's sort of a choice. Do you feel you need the captains? If you don't, and work with this MOU as a process, then that's 6% for everybody, including the nine guys that we didn't include because they didn't step up.
You mentioned this when you guys gave us your proposal 3 weeks ago, and you're saying it again now. It's not a 7.5% raise on your initial proposal, and it's not 6% on this proposal, okay? Because you're taking money, guys are already being paid, and trying to say that now they're getting more money they weren't getting, and that's not accurate, right? I was getting paid when I stepped up to captain or driver. Mm-hmm. Now I don't get that when I step up. So there will be guys that earn less money in this step-up proposal than they did actually when they stepped up.
Does that include the proposal you've given us? They're gonna make less money?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
So to clarify his point one more time, you're taking $92,000 that's already being paid to our guys and adding 105, and you're saying that's a 4.5% increase. It really is only a 1.5% increase because that $92,000 is not an increase.
I'll take your word on the math.
Well, it was your proposal, numbers.
So yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, 1.5 or 2.5, but these guys in the back.
1.5 and 4.5 is a significant difference.
All right. Let me reiterate. I only have so many dollars to work with. And we can do it this way, or we can do it somewhat differently. As I've already said, we can give you a lower quote COLA and a higher technician number that will carry further in perpetuity. Another way to do that. But if there's some other way to massage the dollars, I don't know what they are as I sit here right now. So, what else do we want to say?
Nothing to add.
So your hesitation on the squad, it's not an effort to dictate the manning. The mission that we have been presented, what we're saying is we think the best personnel for that is a captain and a firefighter.
Yeah.
It's not about dictating what is on it. Article 13, Section 3 talks about all of those apparatus and what is going to be on.
I understand that. I understand that. I get it.
Well, if you get it, what's your concern?
It's this. The squad is conceived of differently than the engines, than the trucks company, the engine company, the truck companies, for different purposes. And it is generally considered to be the prerogative of management to decide who goes on, who gets promoted, who doesn't get promoted, who is qualified to do any particular duty. And I personally only, this is just me personally, I get very nervous when the upshot of the discussions are, well, you know, we can't go with that. We need three guys being promoted. That is not normally
Mike,
the way it works.
The initial proposal the city made had three promotions in it. So what's the difference between promotions to one position and another? The fact of the matter is, the mission that was described to us has responsibilities in there that only fall into the category of a company officer in our organization.
Okay, hear me. I get it. We're willing to go ahead and do it your way, but realize it's going to cost us money. So I've essentially been overridden by my own clients. There it is. I'm just telling you what I am nervous about. But we'll do it your way if you'll agree to do it in the form of an MOU so we can work it out over the course of a year as this thing phases in. But just understand that it's going to cost three promotions.
And you said we'd be able to see the number side of it as far as...
Do you have that here, Chief, or you, can you get it for us?
What are they asking for?
The raw numbers.
Yeah, I've got it. I got it in a spreadsheet that shows the... costs for
Well, why don't you kind of give a presentation and we can go ahead and make extra copies for you.
What's that?
Make a presentation to them now and I'll let the raw numbers are. Sit down. We'll make you more copies.
I have to wear my glasses to begin to see this. But I've got every position in the fire department here. What their current annual base salary is, hourly, what their longevity is, if they're paramedic, what they're currently getting in terms of a paramedic hourly premium, those with the extra duties like the SCBAs, the peer fitness trainers, so forth, all there. And then it continues over to this portion of the sheet where I kind of split it. Now, this column right here, this annual base, is the current annual. It's not the base. It's the current annual base plus any other pay, longevity, extra duty, combined for a total annual salary, and that is currently $6,593,208. There's benefits then that are on that for a total of salaries and benefits currently of $8,444,582. Then I took the your proposal and added, well, I started off with the 3% cost of living on everybody. So this column here represents 3% cost of living on the base annual, because we're in a sense doing away with some of this that's in a form of a dollar. Like for the paramedics, at least we're transferring that over to a percentage. Then created a column for certification, and initially put your 4.5% certification across the board. I put the numbers down here in the spreadsheet so I can change these to see what the effect is on the bottom line. Currently, I started off with 4.5% and the 10% additional premium for paramedics. And then, of course, the longevity is just plugged in as what it is this year. So we're adding that into the total for comparison, what it is this year versus, you know, would be with this in these increases. So the annual base with 3% cost of living then is totaled here. Now, keep in mind, we have to do this for the whole department, not just the collective bargaining members. So the administrative staff, the other staff, are plugged in here. But as far as the FY19 numbers, their salary increases are only calculated at 2%. But every the rest of you here are 3%. That comes up with the 6,697,575 benefits on that for a total. And let me back up. This total here is now then is the a combination of the annual plus 3% plus the 3% certification plus the 8% additional paramedic certification, adds the longevity back in, and the 62 to 68 cents per hour for these extra duty positions. So then that total is at $6,867,000. Benefits on that at 28.33%. Bring us up to a total salary and benefit package using 3% certification and 8% additional for paramedics of $9,708,176. That's a $1.263 million increase over this year's budget in salaries and benefits. What we have to work with is it's less than this $9,708,000. But it's within that amount that we would take out of our overtime budget that we're currently paying for step up, move it over into salaries and benefits. So it's a wash. It's workable within what we have proposed in our budget for salaries and benefits. So
I'm not sure if that was.
It makes me think my numbers were really wrong, because we had it costed out at $543,000, and this is $1.3 million difference.
Well, we can sure walk you through it. We can make copies.
And that, I mean, according to that, $1.3 million is what we're going up. I think our proposal prior to this was $318,000.
Well, are you talking two different numbers? You're talking like
that was just
new
the
money.
Cost of the those items. It wasn't including.
318 was cost of proposed
the
items
increase.
And yeah. Benefits, according to the proposal. Yeah.
Well,
so, I mean, we just Chief made Davies, $1 million, but
Chief Davies worked on it for 2.5 hours. We can certainly make copies and walk you through how we got there.
Yeah,
I'm probably missing something, is what I'm getting at.
Well, then why don't we make sure that you're made comfortable? So why don't we make some copies and take?
Well, we've got to sell it to the body, so I need to understand.
Yeah, well, let's make it happen. Let's go ahead and make you some copies and walk you through.
You'd probably want a copy of the spreadsheet so you can see the formulas. So you can see how these bottom line numbers are calculated.
Yep.
Because I don't think you want to just add up, 92 numbers here to see if check my math.
I'd rather not.
And yeah, it's going to be skewed because our calculations have been over the bargaining unit, which is 82 members.
Yeah, and we're looking at everybody here. We had to with the budget.
But you're not including them in the. Everybody.
Nope. No, all of the, those are, out of the bargaining unit are only plugged in here for 2% increases in 19.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Go ahead and make your copies. Let's walk through them.
Yeah.
And make you, let's see if we can get you in the same place.
What would you
like? Yeah, we need to see. So, for instance.
I can make copies of this easily enough, but.
So like this one here tells the cost of each thing,
yeah.
And then it says, this is the total increase to fire budget, including benefit cost. And that's what the city has told us, and it keeps bouncing back to, that's the pot, that's the size of the pot
yeah.
that we have to work with. That 1.3 million, I'm like, well, I've got 300,000 here, and you're saying 1.3 million there, like, I'm missing the number of that in that.
Well, I may be missing something here too, but sometimes I overly trust. I think the
well, then
computer.
Let me make a suggestion before we get much further. In light of what I just heard, you're not sure of the numbers that.
Well, Vicki had the same numbers when she went out and did it separately, and we're within a reasonable margin of error and differences of what we came up with.
And you're the numbers guy that's been working on this. Right?
Well, I'm like 1+1 numbers. So when you say it's like a 4.5% raise or a 6% raise, I take 70,225, which we agreed is 1%, and I multiply it by 6, and I say the package should then be $420,000 by easy numbers.
All right, then here's what I'm going to propose we do. Why don't we take a little break? Why don't you two guys have a sidebar? Maybe if you need to go up on a computer and put it on spreadsheets or even up on here,
the board here maybe.
We can make it work. Let's make sure we're dealing with the same numbers. If the information I've just given you is based on faulty math, now's the time to sort it out.
I'm thinking the percentage of COLA increases and even these certification pay is only applied to the base. It's not
agreed.
Not applied to longevity and all these other.
It's not composite pay.
Yeah.
It is just base pay.
Yeah. So I don't know whether that makes.
At least that's how we've been
calculating.
But I understand there's all these other cert pays and whatnot, but.
Well, we don't want to go off on half information. If
we
think it's worthy of a revisit on this, let's do it. Let's get it done now.
And I will tell you the numbers, though, that were calculated before just included bargaining unit members, too. It did not. This only today did I have at Vicki's reminder or suggestion. You need to include the other positions in your budget here, too, because she gave me the number that is we have to work with, and it's that nine.
The total
nine
number.
635,428. So we can, why don't we stay at or under that? Like Mike said, we can divide it up however you want, really. It can be in a form of a lower COLA and a larger percentage of certification pay, but to arrive at that number or under that number, we've got to change the percentages here, the COLA or the certification pay, to keep it within the 9.635.
So
I'll say that's above.
So I think we need to identify the pot.
Yes, let's do that. Why don't we take a little sidebar, take a few minutes, let's go off the record. Let's have you number crunchers kind of see if you're on the same page. If you're not on the same page, then let's get you on the same page. And if we made a mistake on the math, then by God, let's identify it and let's do it now.
Better to do it now. Yeah.
And would it be easier to do it up in your office, Chief?
We could. Well, it depends on who all wants to be involved in it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, any of the gentlemen that want to be involved.
Let's go to the conference room and I'll pull it up on the board there.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go off the record. So, are we back on the record?
Yes.
All right, thank you. It is obvious that we need a do-over as far as crunching these numbers. And so what I'm proposing to do is stop for today. It is now 3:30. We're not going to get it done quickly enough to try to get it done today. So what I'd like to do is kind of ask about potential dates to hopefully come back together. What I would propose to do is have the city kind of refigure the formulas. We'll look at them, get them to you in advance. After we've looked at them, that'll give you enough time to decide if it's working for you or not. So I'll stop talking, and everybody looking at their calendars. You want to go first?
How quick? I mean, like next
week?
Well,
I mean, yes. I mean,
so 21st through the 24th all work for me.
All right, the 24th is the only of those 3 days that works for me. Unless
well,
you want to do like a half
I should
day.
Let Friday out.
Yeah, I can't do Friday either.
Okay.
God bless you.
I don't want to push this out.
We are getting, we know. Well, that's actually why I skipped Monday, is because I see a family event planned on there. I'm like, oh, I'm not canceling that.
So 21 through 23 are out, dude.
Okay.
For you.
Well, wait a minute.
No, I'm 21 through 23 of
21
August
is not out, for, is totally out for me.
So 22, 23.
22, wait a minute. That might work. Hang on just a second.
This is going to be the two of you.
When does Whitey get back?
I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
22 will work for me.
9 a.m.?
Yep. Is that
depending
right
on the comm that the command staff can be here on the 22nd.
You can answer your phone.
Yeah. I mean, barring.
Ish.
Barring.
Yeah.
Taking barring to the hospital.
Medical emergency?
Mine or someone else's.
Or theirs.
You say next Wednesday? 22nd.
Yes.
22nd, 9 a.m.
I love being able to set as many reminders as I want. Because I need several.
A week before. 6 days before.
You say, hey, buddy.
All right, gentlemen, well, thank you. This is why we do this stuff. This is why it takes time. You obviously had some intelligent questions and raised some other ones. And we march on to get this thing right. And when we do, hopefully we can have a little more formative conversation.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We were close, weren't we, on that?
All right, Nick.
Yeah, we're a little inflated because of
applying
the composite.
Bruce,
rest of the week.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully, the smoke will be gone by then.
So,
good luck with that.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll get there.
So, if you see a guy dressed in green, says Rolling Gates Lane in your yard, that's just me.
Come on,
climbing the hills.
Get a drink.
I love that hill. I wish it's a piece. I just wish it didn't have the one little dip.
That false hilltop.
So that.
Well, I kicked it.
Everybody's just kicking. Oh, thank you.
And the only hard part I think is I have to remind myself to grab a horn.